Hello, and welcome to the Policy and Perspective podcast from Mathematica Policy Research. I'm Leslie Foster, a director of health research at Mathematica, and I'm joined today by my colleague Maggie Colby. Maggie is a senior researcher here at Mathematica, and she's the author of a new issue brief that describes California's experience in reporting health insurance eligibility and enrollment information. So, Maggie, thank you for joining me in today's conversation.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
Many of our listeners will know that more Americans now have access to publicly subsidized health insurance coverage through expansions in Medicaid, as well as the federal insurance marketplace and state health insurance exchanges. But I want to talk about how much we really know about who is enrolling and when and how they're enrolling. In 2014 and 2015, Mathematica supported the launch of a reporting effort in California with funding from the California Healthcare Foundation. So today we'd like to highlight the practical implications of California's experience thus far and offer lessons for other states that may be launching similar efforts. So Maggie, please begin by summarizing California's reporting efforts. What kind of information does California collect and report, and what makes their reporting process unique?
So California's reports include information for both the Medicaid program, which is known as Medi-Cal in California, and qualified health plans available through Covered California, which is the state health insurance exchange. The reports enable a closer look at the demographics of applicants for both programs and their movement through the application, eligibility, and enrollment processes. So California's reporting effort is fairly unique because it's designed to include all Medicaid applicants, not just those who are newly eligible under the expanded criteria. California also highlights data from each step of the application process, and they're revealing movement between Medi-Cal and Covered California. So as a result of looking at both of those programs, the effort requires close coordination and joint reporting by two separate entities, the Department of Healthcare Services, which administers Medi-Cal, and Covered California. That's really unique among states that are even beginning to report out Medicaid and marketplace enrollment. And that means that California's unique reporting approach can really inform future reporting efforts at both the state and national levels.
Okay, so before you tell us what other states might take away from the study, please tell us what California has learned from this reporting effort.
Sure. So our experience showed that the open enrollment period drives enrollment growth for both qualified health plans and for Medi-Cal, even though Medi-Cal enrollment remains open year-round. So that pattern suggests that the County Human Services Agency offices, which are responsible for finalizing all Medi-Cal eligibility decisions, should be prepared to manage a pretty dramatically fluctuating number of applications over the course of the calendar year. It also suggests that health plans and providers should expect an influx of patients in the early spring, just after the end of the open enrollment period, when new Medi-Cal and new qualified health plan applicants begin to go get care. Another major finding was that enrollment in insurance coverage was more stable over time than people expected for those who were newly gaining coverage in 2014. So during the second open enrollment period, 92% of individuals enrolled in qualified health plans renewed their coverage from the previous year. And during that same period, about 80% of Medi-Cal beneficiaries remained eligible for Medicaid coverage. So we need more years of data to assess whether the stability will continue or whether people who enrolled in 2014, right at the beginning of the coverage expansion, are more likely to maintain coverage. But if insurance coverage does remain relatively stable over time, it will strengthen the incentive for issuers and payers to invest in preventive health services and could lower administrative costs in the long run.
So I can see that those are really practical findings for California. What do you think the findings might mean for other states?
So first, I want to say that California's experience really illustrates how important it is to carefully define measures and produce data that are meaningful to multiple audiences. And to release information that's simple enough to be accessible to broad audiences, but detailed enough to engage well-informed stakeholders, which California did frequently during the report development process. The data analysis and communication work for these reports required substantial effort. Public data reporting can be a really powerful tool for advancing transparency and identifying areas for improvement. A great example is that in California, there are 58 counties that play a key role in administering the Medi-Cal program. So state officials can now take a look at the application, eligibility, and enrollment measures that we've developed as part of this reporting project and look for variation across counties. Some local variation may indicate that there's an opportunity to look for differences in policy or processes that might be driving those different outcomes. And there may be an opportunity to identify best practices driving that variation that could then be replicated across communities. It's a really nice way to do some data-driven policy. As the project continues to evolve, California's measures and reporting methods can offer lessons for other states and may be of interest to CMS, particularly since they involve both Medicaid and the marketplace.
Okay. Well, Maggie, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank everyone for listening. For more information about this study, please visit the Mathematica website at mathematica-mpr.com and follow us on Twitter at MathPaulResearch. Thank you.